Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
Yeah. I got 10. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3 times. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, this is T-A-Z live on Blog Talk Radio, your host, T-A-Z, and we got Sean Tate, R&B artist, on the line, first time in the house. What's up, dude?
What's up, baby? Duval! You know I gotta shout my city out, baby.
How you been, man?
Man, doing wonderful, man. Excited about this about this new project, man.
Well, I wanna ask exactly how you first started doing this. Music was always in your blood, or you just decided, well, I'm gonna put out some music right now. How did you get into it?
Well, that's a good question. Man, I've been singing since I was 5 years old, and my went to church with my grandmother, Methodist Church, AME, man, and they gave me a mic, man, and they asked me to sing, and I'd never been shy or bashful. I grabbed the mic and started singing, man, and when I finished, everybody started clapping, and I was like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. So, man, that's how it started, man. And so, you know, from there, I just talent shows, rocking mics. You know, this is my first album. This is my first R&B album. So, you know, I did inspirational music for 20 years, man. So everybody said my inspirational music sounded like R&B. So I went on ahead and made that change, man, because that's really what my heart and my passion is.
Right. And ain't nothing wrong with going R&B as long as you got a positive message. And that I'm sure a lot of people told you that too.
Well, you know, at this point, I don't really it don't really matter what nobody said or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do what I feel like I'm supposed to do. You know what I mean? So I didn't really need validation. I just needed or no confirmation. I just needed to ride. You know what I'm saying? I just need to do what was in my heart, what I feel like my purpose is, and that's what I'm doing at this particular time.
Yeah, because I know when I first friended you, I knew I might have it wrong, but was you preaching? You had a church? Am I sure? Am I wrong on that?
Nah, you absolutely right, and I'm still doing that. You feel what I'm saying? I'm still
wanted to make sure.
And, it's the right brother. You got the right brother. It's still me, and you know, I just feel like I'm at that point, man, where I'm no longer bound by other people's opinions. So, you know, we all got to do us. We all have to do what we feel is our purpose and our passion. And that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing.
Okay, when you started doing music, do you actually play any instruments? Do you get in on the production of your music? Do you do that part of it too?
That's a good question, man. I don't actually play. I used to play a saxophone, but I don't play any instruments anymore. But I'm very, very, very involved in production and every aspect of what I'm doing musically and sonically. So.
And you come up and write the lyrics, though, right?
Yeah. I write most of myself. I got some other writers that I co-write with. Definitely got a great team, man, of producers, writers, the whole nine.
That's cool. When you go in the studio, how do you know, like, you know, different, I'm sure you heard different songs and different melodies and stuff like that. But how do you know it's right for Sean Tate? I mean, what does it have to have? Something to make the head bounce? Or, I mean, how do you be feeling about the music as far as, you know, somebody comes, like if I came up to you and said, yo, I got a beat for you. Now, what would you be looking in particular, you know, with that beat?
That's good. What I do, man, honestly, everything for me is about a vibration. You know what I'm saying? It has to be on a certain frequency. If I feel it, you know, I go with it. If I don't feel it, even if it could be hot to somebody else, but if I don't feel it, if I don't think it's tailored for me, then, you know, I don't really take that approach, man. I have to feel like this song, this production, this beat, this track is made for me. And so I just kind of go by a vibe, the vibration of it, the frequency, the whole nine. So that's really what I go by, man. If they're creating the beat, I have to go by that vibe. If I love it, man, we're going to rock with it. If I don't, and, you know, it could be a great beat, but maybe not be for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, what is the process? Do you write all of a sudden, or do you get up in the middle of the night, or You know, how do you come up with the lyrics then? You got to have the beat first, or do you have the lyrics first? You know, some people without the music too.
Yeah, I mean, it goes both ways. Sometimes I can have an idea in my head, and I'll get with some producers and create that particular song, or I get the beat, and then from there I just start writing, man. I can and you know, once you get involved with writing, man, once you start, it can happen during the middle of the day. You could be somewhere, and then it just start coming to you, so you have to jot it down. I record my lyrics so that way I can remember the you know what I'm saying, remember them. I don't really write them down much, yeah, but I remember the melodies, you know what I'm saying, everything, man, how we arrange it, you know, all of that. So that's why I record it, so I don't forget that process.
Yeah, and that's a good idea to do it. I always suggest to everybody come through the show, if you got the idea right then, you need to put it down right then. Because
absolutely.
Lord knows how many times I thought I came up with the perfect melody. I'll get it tomorrow. Tomorrow came,
exactly.
I didn't have the perfect melody no more.
You can't remember it. You can't remember it, man, because some
right.
ideas, man, you got to download it right then, you know what I'm saying, or you'll never be able to catch it back again. So, no, I learned over the years, you know, just pick up my phone and record it, you know what I'm saying? Pick up my phone and use my voice memo and just record whatever it is that I'm doing.
Okay, this first single, Are You Ready? Describe it so I can play it for the people so they can listen to your music.
Man, Are You Ready, man? It's self-explanatory, man. Like, are you ready? Are you ready for this version of me? Are you ready for this particular style? Are you ready to see a side of me that most people have never seen, because for the last 20 years I've been doing only inspirational. But now, man, I'm taking it to another level. So are you ready? And I thought it was funny, so I wanted to add a little old school in with it so that people can, you know, be familiar with some of the lyrics. So, man, it's really dope, produced by DigiFingers. And, man, I'm excited about it. And, man, I'm ready. Are you ready, bro? Are you ready?
This is Sean Tate. Are you ready?
Cause I'm ready, yes, I'm ready, man. shawty, you are all I need. 'Cause I can't leave you alone. You got me fiending, girl, I'm fiending for you.
Are you ready?
Girl, are you ready?
'Cause I'm ready.
I never play the song. When people send me songs, I never play them to the show. Love that song, man. I love that song. Heard Keith Sweat off in there. Got me fiending. Yeah, yeah. You do some lyrics
Jody
in there,
B.
Bro. I heard them.
Jody, you got a little bit of Rick James. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Usher. I got a little bit of all
yeah,
that in
yeah.
there, man. Just to kind of mix it up, man.
Well, I love that song, man. I can't wait to hear the album. Tell me when the album comes out, and also tell me your information where people can hit you up at, get the music, buy this track.
Man, I appreciate it, man. The single is going to be, we're going to release the single the first week of November. So it'll be released that week. We're doing the album release party on the 27th, which is next Sunday. So we're going to do the release party on the 27th, which is my wife's birthday. Shout out to Diamond Tate, Pookie, a.k.a. Rashida. So we're going to do it then, man. I'm going to be doing about 5-6 songs off the album. The only time you're going to be able to get the full album is at the release. I'm not going to – we're just going to release the single, and you can go to The Real Sean, S-E-A-N, Tate.com, and that's my social media, The Real Sean Tate. You can go to my Facebook, The Real Sean Tate. So, man, I'm excited, man. Please support. I appreciate your program, man. Thank you for giving me this platform, man, to just – put my music out there, man, on another level. I appreciate that, bro.
Hey, whenever you are ready to come, you know, talk about the whole album so we can play more tracks, just let me know, and then we'll sit down and talk for a whole hour and just kick it for
man,
a whole hour.
Love...
Who knows? I might call your cousin and get her to call into the show as well. That's my buddy, for real. So,
all right, man.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a couple of her tracks, me and her tracks that we've done.
Okay, do that, man, do that. Big shout out to Columbus, Georgia, Muskogee County.
right. Well, hey, good meeting you, sir, and we'll connect again because we on Facebook.
Definitely, man. Appreciate it again. Thanks for the love, man, and wish you continued success, man. Your show been running for 15 years, so I appreciate you, bro. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right. Peace.
That was Sean Tate. Waiting on Blackwell to call in. There goes his number right there. I hope that's him.
It's me.
727, what's up?
What's up, y'all?
Oh,
Not much, man. Going good.
Going to explain who you are. You done did it 100 times, but tell the people.
Well, I'm hip-hop artist Blackwell. I'm out of Florida, originally from Steubenville, Ohio. And I do a little mix of hip-hop and R&B, caters to the plus size and BBWs, a little mix of dance, R&B, and hip hop. And if they out there listening, hope y'all enjoy what I got.
What's been going on, man?
Oh, it's been real, real good. I'm actually in the. It was funny this happened today. I'm in the midst of me and Sean Stockman from Boys to Men. We're putting together a remix. So I'm sitting there trying to put the lyrics together and everything. And I'm just getting ready to open for the Sugar Hill Gang in November 9th here in Florida. So it's been going real, real good.
hey, now, Cat Women. Now, a lot of people ask me, when is this dude going to have a whole project? Now, I'm asking for the people.
I'm at January. It's coming in January. It's going to be a full album. And we're still tossing around the name for it, but you'll definitely know about it. It's coming in January. It's going to be 12 tracks.
All right.
And it's just a lot of dance, a lot of R&B. I think people are going to like it.
Okay, I just want to make sure, man. Because you know me, I drop an album every 5 minutes. My niece, I got 18 tracks. I got 15 tracks of beats coming out in December. So,
well,
you know,
I've been doing single by single, and
yeah,
people have been asking me, like you said, it's like, okay, you have like three different songs, and they're like, they're hits, man. He says, just do a whole damn album. That's with my boy Fidel Garcia, who actually works for French Montana. And a lot of people may not notice, but at the beginning of the song, the little intro, is the actress Kathy Surreal, who was actually in a couple movies with Tina Fey. So it's got a little bit of a star-studded lineup on it.
Hey, you always got different folks that we all know, like Hulk Hogan's daughter on one of your tracks and a remix. So yeah. I know you bring the stars out, bro. This is Black Women.
I try.
All of that.
Get ready. It's Black time, baby.
Black Whale. Black Nation. Don't be hating. So why you waiting? For my plus size ladies and all my curvy sexy ladies, let's get it.
What you doing with all of that?
All of that, baby.
You should be leaving with me.
Come on.
Who taught you that?
Who taught you?
Love it how you drop it down with it down.
Yes.
With it. Cause
I want you.
And I need you. Come right here and put that thing in front of me.
Let's go.
Those curves make Jehovah want a witness.
Hello.
Not from L.A., but I'm down for some fitness. Real shit, not a president. Smashing porn stars, cats playing you like strings on a guitar.
Yeah.
By far, it's cuff season. Let's do this.
Come on.
Hold them curves hostage. I'm no Scientologist.
Uh-huh.
I'm legit. One chance, all I ask.
Yeah.
No colored dress pants hanging off my ass. Ass trans, love how you rock it. Be a candy wrapper around my chocolate.
Come on.
Stop, drop, and roll. You on fire.
Yeah.
I'm your chest boy. You the queen I desire.
Yeah, baby.
This is all I require. No bullshit. Shit. Those curves murder that outfit. Let's get lit. The noises me and you can make.
Yeah.
I'll bring the strawberries and whipped cream. Baby, you can be my pound cake.
What you doing with all of that?
All of that, baby.
You should be leaving with me.
Come on.
Who taught you that?
Who taught you?
Love it how you drop it down with it down.
Yes.
With. Cause I want you. And I need you. Come right here and put that thing in front of me.
Let's go.
Like a T-Rex, I gotta have it.
Yeah.
That body's a classic, put the ass in Jurassic.
Come on.
All natural, no plastic, I wanna taste. Kiss your lips, then up to your face.
Oh.
Off to my place, make moves, you and me.
Yeah,
show you Big Bang isn't just a theory. Thicker than a novel, reading every page. These tricks outrage, getting upstage. This beat out the gate, forget the combo. Plus size, thick size shit, baby, here we go. You know, it's that kind of party. I'm a mechanic for that finely tuned body. Don't be sorry with all that bad.
Okay.
of nature, didn't like curves, she would have made the world flat. That's where I'm at. See, algebra applies to you, make your ex disappear, no questions why.
Come on.
What you doing with all of that?
All of that, baby.
You should be leaving with me.
Come on.
Who taught you that?
Who taught you?
Love it how you drop it down with it down.
Yes.
With. Cause I want you.
I want you.
And I need you. I need you. Come right here and put that thing in front of me.
Let's go.
Whoa. What you doing with all of that?
All of that, baby.
You should be leaving with me.
Come on.
Who taught you that?
Who taught you?
Love it how you drop it down with it down.
Yes.
With it. Cause I want you.
I want you.
And I need you. I need you. Come right here and put that thing in front of me.
Let's go.
Whoa.
Blackwell. It's the boom boom room, baby. Ha ha. And we out.
Yo, yo. This is poet, author, Mark Lacy. That's M-A-R-C-L-A-C-Y. And you are listening to ATAZP recorded live right here in the ATL. Don't forget to check me out at www.marklacy.com. That's www.marclacy.com. Read about the critically acclaimed The Looking Heart, Poetic Expressions from Within, and Reflux. And don't forget to keep it locked at ATAZP recorded live.
Yo, ATAZP, Blackwell on the line with TAZ.
What's
always up? Like that song. I love that song, dog. that song get you out to sleep. Yeah, all of that.
You know what, to be honest with you, my wife, she always asks me that because she hears a song. She's like, where did you get that from? And believe it or not, it may be the strangest form of writing, but if I hear like a commercial or listen to comedians, or if I'm riding on the bus, and I'll hear different people talking, because you get all kinds on the bus. I don't care what city you in. And it's a combination of those. I'll hear different punchlines, pickup lines, or someone will get on the bus and somebody say, "Oh, that girl looked good." And a couple of those lines that I've heard, I've actually used mixed in with a song. The way I incorporate it in, what I do is the song is more about trying to talk to a girl and just trying to make, use all kind of lines you can come up with, but have fun with it. Where it's not, degrading or, calling them, bitches or hoes or nothing like that. It's just having fun with it. Because most, I'd say 90% of the women that have heard it, not only do they like the music, they love the hook. They think the lyrics are hilarious. Because some of them are like, yeah, somebody's trying to say that to me. So it's more of having fun with hip-hop more than is, trying to say I got all this gold, I got a car, I got all this. It's just basically, hey,
right.
I'm just trying to describe to you, I'm describing to you what I would like to do. And so I just have fun with it. But as far as coming up with the lyrics, I've got inspiration from just about anywhere. One day we was watching TV and my Prime got stuck on nothing but commercials for like 20 minutes. It was crazy. Within those 20 minutes, I had wrote like eight lines on a verse because I just heard the different commercials that were just crazy stuff. And I was like, oh, I said, wouldn't it be funny if they said. So it comes from a lot of different places. I practice my flow, and I'll be honest with you, I develop it from old school, from like Rakim and Sugar Hill Gang. And if you listen, go back and listen to Rapper's Delight, that whole song is hilarious, but it's true because I went through it.
Right.
So that's where I got that idea of writing more, I wouldn't say comedy, but more things that are true, but you can laugh about it and be like, that's funny. But yeah, I know someone who said that or somebody that did that. So. That's where all my inspiration comes from.
When did you first discover that you could rap? Because, some cats think they can rap, but they can't.
I, you know what? To be honest with you, my dad bought me a Sugar Hill Gang record at 15 years old because I heard the song one time, and he bought me the record, and I listened to it at least 20 to 25 times that day. I mean, literally back to back to back to back, and I memorized that whole song. And after that, I always was good at playing dozens. We would play it around the neighborhood. You know, your mama sold this and that. We played it all the time, and I got good at it. So hearing hip-hop and mixing it together, I just kept practicing at it. And most of the time I DJed. I never had planned to get in the hip-hop, but the DJ. That's all I wanted to be. I wanted to be the next Jam Master Jay. But people heard me, like, do little rhymes here and there, and they're like, oh, you should get out and rap. You get out. I'm like, no, I'm not. That's not me. I'm a DJ. And it all came to a head in college when our last project to graduate was to take an artist and make them advertise them, market them, give them a show. And they picked me. And ever since then, I've been in hip hop.
Wow. Did you, I know you haven't, but I'm just asking just to take a ask them because I know, I think I told you, but have you got into the production end of it?
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. That, believe it or not, that's the part I love the most. I love behind making the beats, doing the engineering, editing. I'm deeply into that. I think a lot of these cats nowadays don't realize going into the studio, it's like, oh, I go in the studio. I spend all this time in the studio. Anybody can go in the studio at this point and come up with a rap song. Now, making it sound good, editing it, you know, doing all behind the scenes, that's a totally different ballgame. That's what I love to do. That first song, all of that, was when I produced with another friend of mine. And my latest one that I did with another friend of mine. So, because they're like, oh, you make beats, you mix. And I've always loved that. Always love doing behind the scenes.
That's what's up. Well, I'm waiting on, I know now I'm saying it into existence again. Next year, I'll probably hear a beat CD from you, right?
But you, well, you yeah. Well, I did finish an album, and I'm working with two more new artists. And I've got more behind the scenes into it, so it's gonna be interesting. I'm more of a, how can I put it? I like behind the boards, and I like the promotion and the marketing part.
Okay, cool. Big Dog, I'm gonna play the next one. Your other joint, Thickalicious, and I guess it's featuring a couple people on this.
Yeah, Thickalicious is featuring my homegirl Jacqueline up in Vegas. She's part of a new reality show called Vegas Divas. She's doing it big up there. And
yeah, I'm friends with her. I know who you're talking about.
Oh yeah, she's mad cool. We've done so many projects together, and she's hooked me up with a lot of people that song has definitely exploded. And like I said, people go watch the YouTube video on YouTube. She's in it.
This is Thickalicious.
Black Nation Music presents Thickalicious.
Black Whale. Black Nation. You still hating? For the grown and sexy. For the plus size ladies. For the curvy thick ladies. This one's for you. Shorty, I'm not stalking you, I'm doing research. With those curves, cats going to get their feelings hurt. I put in work, so I see what's on the menu. Just me, just you, just come through. You know the reason. I'm wearing the smile you gave me. This is delicious, I want to taste, baby. The reality, let's do more than just kicking it. Kisses burn 6 calories a minute. So shorty, let's get it.
Just some about you, the way you got me fantasizing. Just some about you, the way my way.
my phone, don't have your number in it. Like a new whip, you come well equipped. No bullshit, I'm about that plus size life. On a scale of 1 to America, how free are you tonight? Forget Disneyland, you're my happiest place on earth. Hell with R. Kelly, I know a woman's worth. These brothers do their dirt, but that ain't me. So curvilicious, voluptuous, I want the recipe. You put the X in sexy, and shorty, I need a fix. Have you instantly, like turning on Netflix. That's real shit, let's collaborate tonight. If Superman was black, those curves on my kryptonite, I'm so right. Bring that big girl swag my way. If those rips were a USB, we connected all day. All I say, I love that thick figure, and you don't need no Instagram or Snapchat filters. Type of thickness and I wanna feel it, I can't resist. It's like you got telekinesis, making parts of me rise without touching it. Those curvy hips, straight up, I'm hooked. I do those juicy lips, taste as good as they look. You got me shook, keep it 100, I'm mad into it. I just need your name, add it to my favorites. Call me Rain, cause I'm about to bring the wetness. Damn girl, you blessed, I see them all hating. I got the D-train if you need that transportation. Just saying, all you get is these comedians. I do a big 3XL, they small like a medium. You don't need them, you need a demonstration. My mind ain't dirty, just a sex imagination. That's my explanation, show shorty what's next. On the bedroom floor, a great spot for that dress.
Just something about you, the way you got me fantasizing. Just something about you, the way you move is hypnotizing. Just something about you, miss me, you just get the hell out of sight. Just something about you, if you keep looking my way.
Delicious Blackwell. The joint, I told you that joint was hot when I first heard it.
Oh, yeah. Believe it or not, I've been told that if I'm going to perform at a show, they told me that song has to be included.
Yeah, because now you need to be thinking about making some tracks that's kind of mellow like that with that funk involved. That shows you a lot of people probably was like, oh, I'm feeling that, because when I first heard it, I said, that's that stuff right there. That's what I said. And I said it a little bit more on Facebook. I
got you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, and it was funny, too, because Jacqueline's husband had heard of a little bit of my music, but not really a lot. And when he heard Thickalicious, he was just like, you have got to keep doing that kind of music.
Yeah. I'm sure you got a lot of people telling you. Because on the real, that's what's not heard. It used to be heard a long time ago, but it's not. And
right.
It's like bell bottom jeans. It's coming back.
Oh,
so
yeah, definitely.
You need to think about doing some more on that same tip.
Oh, definitely. Oh,
the next question is, who do you listen to when you out riding around besides yourself? But who do you be bumping when you riding around? Who you listen to?
You mean like the artists that are out now?
Yeah, it don't matter. Just whoever's in your MP3 player.
To be honest with you, right now, there's really not a lot out right now that I can really, but I do like Drake. I do like Big Sean. I listen to a lot of old school like Rakim and Big Daddy Kane. But right now, I mean, I like some Drake. I like Big Sean. Believe it or not, there's some artists out there, new young artists that are actually doing it. If I get his name right, it's Boogie with the Hoodie. He do have a couple of songs, not all of them, but he do have a couple of songs that are pretty catchy. And I notice a lot of stuff that's out right now is more stuff that's like catchy. And I mean, it's like hook. And because people's like, how did that song get that popular? It's they get that hook. You may have no idea what they're rapping about, but if they got a good hook in there, it's, you know, it's to the point where it really don't matter. But like I said, I listen to a lot of old school, a couple of new school cats, because the game has changed completely. And some for good, some for bad. Some artists I think are highly overrated, in my opinion. And, you know, I'm more of the person that, like, I like the lyrics. I like the flow, the lyricist. That mumble rap garbage, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah. I agree with you. If they're not talking about nothing, I really can't really trill a song.
Right, you know,
they got to be able to rhyme where I'm surprised at the rhyme. Like, yo, that was kind of slick the way they fit that in. And the word,
right,
the beat, the rhythm of the rap. Sometimes people can rap the same way all the way through a song, and then sometimes people can change up the cadence within the rap and make it kind of different to let you know this dude can flow on anything. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, there's a lot of different new stuff that's out, but more or less everybody is like sort of the same.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it is. I remember listening to Public Enemy, and I knew all the words of the song, and believe it or not, my dad was the one that heard it, and he was like, listen to what Chuck D is saying. Don't just know the words, because he had a message. Public Enemy had a serious message, and after I caught on to that, I was like, "Oh wow, okay." I mean, that's when I really liked it, because they was telling a serious message. A lot of stuff that's out there now, it's just like you said, it's the same old thing. I mean, I did a show the other night, and you know, a couple artists got up there and performed, and you know, they did their thing. I'm not going to hate on them, but it was no different than what I hear every time I turn on the radio.
Yeah, and that's because
like that influences. Oh goodness, I know. I mean, my wife, when she's in the car, we have a hip hop station down here, and most of the time we actually just turn it off. I'll sit there and listen to old R&B or rock, because it's the same old.
The radio stations, DJs, got everybody thinking this is what rap is supposed to be, when truly it's not. It's the more versatile of the genre, because you can rap the country, you can rap the soul, you can rap the AC/DC, some old crazy shit like that. You can rap to rock and roll. You can rap to just hip-hop beats. I mean, it's just very versatile, and that's what the genre was meant to be. But the DJs and the new artists got everybody thinking this is what hip-hop is supposed to be, and it's not.
Oh, yeah, that's why that little Nas X with that little Country Road song, I actually kind of like it because it was different. It threw everybody off. You know, some people like, oh, because he went and got with Billy Ray Cyrus, and like, oh, that's not rap, that's not country, that's. But you know what? It was a song. It was actually a good, catchy song, and it was something.
Yeah.
It was something different. I thought it was unique. I really did, because if anybody ever look up, if they do the history on the original version of that song, it just sounds, you know, it was just one of those songs like, all right, that's, you know, it's pretty cool. And however he got Billy Ray Cyrus behind it, just blew it up. But I thought it was something different. Now, are they classified it as country? That kind of blew me away. I was like, oh, wow. I said, okay. They didn't, the country folks didn't like that now.
Well, they ain't supposed to like it. Oh, well. Because,
but, you know what? Oh, well. He made that money.
Porter Sisters had a song, and they were the first ensemble black group to perform on Ole Opry.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's a lot of firsts and a lot of blacks that sung country music before Lionel Richie and Kenny Rogers. They had a couple country songs.
Oh, yeah.
That was in the top 10. So, I mean, it's just a matter of what people are used to and conditioned to. And that's why people are conditioned to this old BS that's on the radio now. Almost had me.
Oh, yeah. No, but believe me, it's. I know what you mean, believe me.
The new song, Get Acquainted. Explain that before I play.
Well, that one was one of those. It's on the lines of like the funk, R&B, hip hop. This one, it's kind of laid back, but still kind of dance. And like I said, mad props to the producer Jay Sounds. He sent me this song, and he couldn't do nothing. He said he couldn't find no one to do nothing with it because it was more R&B more than it was hip hop. And when I heard it, I was like, I can work with this. And I do a couple of puns, some metaphors, fooled around with it a little bit. And then the whole concept of the song just came about was seeing somebody be like, look, we ought to get acquainted. We ought to get to know each other. And then I just ran with it. And the way it came out was great. My boy, Big Christian, who sung on the song, you'll hear Jacqueline, she's on the intro, and we put it together. And I mean, it really, really came out good. And anybody that hears it, go on Spotify because it's going to blow up.
Here it is. Get Acquainted, Blackwell.
Black Nation Music.
What's up, girl?
What's up?
You know you fine.
You know you fine.
This ain't no big up line.
Girl, I'm feeling
Black Nation.
I got to get your number.
I'm trying to get acquainted.
I'm trying to get acquainted.
Let's get it.
Trying to get acquainted. Come on, girl, yeah. I'm trying to get acquainted.
Wonder. These cats out here and nothing but dirty responders. You no longer gotta do these circus clowns.
Yeah.
Pound for pound, I love how you put it down. You love how that sounds? Yo, let's leave them curious.
Uh-huh.
I make moves fast, got these players out here furious. Looking all thick-alicious, let's get them hate. Got
yeah.
That D-Train boot, if you need the transportation, just saying. You a boss, boo, so run it. Come get the tail right, so you can get exhausted. I'm far from drunk, but these curves got me intoxicated.
Yeah.
Tonight we get R-rated, skinny bitches hated. Smoking hydrogen, do my help with that body. So voluptuous, all that thickness tempting me. Whoops, Jordy, you're an adventure and it's on. Tonight, call me Jane, so me and you can bond.
Girl,
what's up?
You know you fine.
You know you fine.
This ain't no pick up line.
Girl, I'm feeling you.
I gotta get your number.
I'm trying to get acquainted.
I'm trying to get acquainted.
I'm trying to get acquainted.
Come on, girl,
I'm trying
yeah. I'm trying to get acquainted.
I'm trying to get acquainted.
Swag is strong, so let's rock this. I'm here, boo. Tell me what your next two wishes. 86 hateful bitches, just come to my location. Let's increase the population. Do you want a demonstration? No game plan. This brother will do you right. You got curves for life. I just want them tonight. And if I pay my claws right, with all that fact, yo, we could be the story, and you could be the climax. Matter of fact, we can get it in. I'll be that genie, and you be my Jasmine. Forget Aladdin. This ain't no Disney movie. Hint, hint. If you were words on that page, I call you fine print. Keep teasing me, making cup season like a crackhead. You got me fiending, that's the reason. All that sickness is for me. You got your life suspended because you out here driving niggas crazy.
What's up, girl?
What's up?
You know you fine.
You know you fine.
This ain't no pickup line.
Girl, I'm feeling you.
I gotta get your number.
I'm trying to get acquainted.
I'm trying to get acquainted.
I'm trying to get acquainted.
Come on, girl,
I'm
yeah. I'm trying to get acquainted.
I'm trying to get acquainted.
Language, no debating. Let's get niggas start a deep conversation. No exception, those hips, those lips, that face. I'm new in town, baby. I need direction to your place. If I get a taste tonight, it'll never end. I save water, baby, and come shower with a friend more than a tent. Forget drinking all those calories to take my hand. We can burn them off. Follow me. Look, shorty, you got a jersey? I need your name and number. I get you wet like rain. Let them thighs be the thunder curves like no other. Naps will suck. Not a juvenile, I'm a grown up. So back to that stuff. What you drinking? Fill that red cup. Let's mingle, gonna complain to Spotify. You're the week's hottest single. That sickness is critical. You got me hoping like a line on Black Friday, baby. When do you open?
What's up, girl?
What's up?
You know you fine.
You know you fine.
This ain't no pickup line.
Girl, I'm feeling.
Nation Music.
Yo, I like that, man. That's smooth. That's what I'm talking about. That's smooth. That's on the same level as Ticklistic. Yeah. tell the people exactly where they can get it, get the music, check you out, hit you up. You there? Blackwell. Blackwell. Still can't, brother. Let me jump him back. See if he come back on.
Sure. Blackwell. Can you hear me now? I'm here.
Okay.
For some reason, I lost you there. You can check it out on. Okay, on SoundCloud.com/BlackNation. You can also go to my website. It's Blackwell612.weebly.com, and you hit me up on Twitter, Blackwell612, and come check it out. And like I said, the new album will be out in January.
Well, I appreciate you, brother, for hitting me up. Make sure you hit me up when you got the new album, bro.
Oh, yeah, and, I'm coming to you first. Don't worry.
Much success, bro.
Thank you.
If you keep doing this smooth stuff, boy, you're going to have some folks, like, on your tip. I'll be seeing you on TV.
I'm trying to get there. I'm trying.
I hear you, bro. Again. Take care, cuz, and I'll talk to you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate having me. I'll holler at you.
All love. That was Blackwell. I'm going to leave out with my girl, Blaze. She's been on the show before. This is Man Crush every day until Sunday when we do only 30 minutes only on Sunday. I'll get with you.
My fate.